Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to try to finish this sugya today. And next week we'll finish, Polineda, we'll finish the perek. And then I think we're going to take one Sunday off and do Inyan on Pesach, a sugya in Pesach. That'll be not this Shabbos, but the Sunday before Pesach. We'll pick a Pesach Inyan and go into that. Okay, we're going to read through the Gemara one time quickly now from the beginning of the sugya till the end, because we're going to try to tie everything together just to be fresh. So again, we had in the Mishnah, let's read the Mishnah as well, Aisha Sheyetza Lihareg, a Mamtinin Lo'ad Shetelet. If a woman is going out to be killed, we don't wait for the child to be born. We kill it the way it is. Aisha Sheyoshva LaMashveh. But if she already sat on the mashveil, which was the equivalent of what we would call a delivery table, delivery room, mamtinin lo ad shetelet, then we do wait till the baby is born. Ha'isha shenergo nenim b'sora. This is a third halacha. A woman who's killed will not have anor from her hair. This we're going to talk about next week, exactly which parts of the body are also bahanoah. What is isra hanoah from a mace? It actually relates to many medical shilas also. That we'll leave for next week. Behema shenel gasur banah. It's like a shaniskal, you're not allowed to have anah. Okay. So Gemara is going now on the din of the Mishnah. Pshita. Which ultimately we're going to have to come back to this pshita. Pshita. Pshpashut. So I think the biggest kasha we had on the whole sugi from beginning to end was this pshita. Pshita. It's pshita. You're killing something. Killing an ubel. What do you mean pshita? So that the mitzvah Shem today, I think we'll have a klokheit. And that's really the ikel. From there everything else is pshita. It was pshita, of course. Who cares about the uber? The Ran's Loshen and Chulin. Loichai Shin and Levlad. We don't care. He's not born. We don't care about him. That's pshita. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Salkadai dechamino yeluksiv kasha yoshisol of bala isha mamoina de balu." We would say this is the moment of the bal. V'loy lifts the domine. Kamash malon. Where would the gezach? So the only hava mina you should wait is to save the bal's money. You would think that it's the money of the bal. And therefore he maintains rights to say, I don't want you to throw away my money. By killing the woman, you're throwing away my money. I don't want you to throw away my money. I want to keep my money. Kamash wanted it not. Says the Gemara Ve'ema Chanami. Omer Bavu Omer B'yechen and Omer Kro Mesu Gam Shneihem L'Rabbi says HaVlad. There's a posuk that says Gam Shneihem includes the Vlad. I Vim Boilu Atshu Shneihem Shovim the way of Yaisha. I of Yeshaya learns out of there that both the Boyel and the Velas have to be B'nei Chiyuva. They have to be in the same status. The Gemara says you're right, but the word Gam is extra. Mi v'gam. You could just say Shneim. So up until this point, the Gemara is saying, seems to be saying, that the only reason why we would have a Havamina that you have to wait would be for momentous reasons. There is absolutely no Yeridea, no Pikuach Nefesh Shaila here. The only reason to wait would be to protect the monetary interests of the husband. And that is a Kamash Malon that we don't care. The Torah says it doesn't matter, you do it anyway. It's very difficult, although there are those who learn that way, very difficult to say that the Gemara is saying anything more than that in Mesu Gam Shneihem. The Gemara is saying Mesu Gam Shneihem is only teaching us one thing. We don't worry about the moment abal. You would think we worry about the moment abal. Kamashman, we don't worry for the moment abal. It's not mashman, there's any new havamina here. The only havamina that's introduced in the Gemara to wait is because of moment abal. There is no other reason brought in the Gemara. So again, even though there are pirushim that want to learn otherwise, it's very difficult. Now, so up until this point, the Gemara seems to be saying there is zero concern about the Vlad. Zero. Tosfos that we had seems to introduce that there is some concern, because Tosfos says that the reason why we wait is because, the reason why we don't wait is Inuyadin. He said, why don't we wait? Tosfos says, because there's Inuyadin. So, Tosfos throws in that this is a time, this Tosfos, Divya Maschel Yoshval Amashver, he throws in Inuyadin. Now, according to Tosfos, there seems to be that there is some Indian of Isser of killing the Vlad. Because if there isn't, so what's Tosfos bringing a Teretz of Inuyadin? What is Inuyadin playing here? It's obvious that Tosfos holds there is some kind of Isser. Not saying what it is exactly, but there is some kind of an Isser to kill a Vlad, and that's why we would wait, if not for Inuyadin. So that also we struggled very much with. First of all, how does it fit into the Gemara? The Gemara says, Pshita. If you already have to come on to Inuyadin, so why couldn't the Gemara say, whatever that thing is, that's the Havamin. If already you have to come on to a Cheshbin of Inuyadin, that means it's not Pshita. So why did the Gemara have to say Moment the Baal? Why did the Gemara say Inuyadin? The Kamash Malon is that there's a din of Inuyadin and we don't wait. That's one difficulty. Another difficulty we had was that on the scale of Pikuach Nefesh, right, Inuyadin doesn't seem to play a role. Just like Inuyadin does not play a role on Moment the Baal, if it would be Moment the Baal, right? The Gemara is saying, without a pasuk, what would we say? Wait. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Rav Yishuv Leib Diskin asks that it seems that our whole Gemara is only going by Jews, because a goy is chayiv misa if he kills the Vlad. So Rav Yishuv Leib Diskin asks, if the basis of our Gemara, again, the way we're going to learn this will be maturitz, but if the basis of our Gemara is riding, the whole pshita, is riding on the fact that an Uber is not something to be reckoned with, then by a goya, it's not a cheshbon. So avada in a goya shebezdin, they'd have to wait. In fact, the Maril Diskin, Yeshua, Yehuda, called out Tomer Lisoref. Right? When they found out that Tomer was pregnant, so Yehuda said, take her out to be burnt. So he asks, the Maril Diskin, they were goyim. All the Rishonim are saying over here, Uber's not a nefesh, whatever these pshatim are, that it's not a pshita, but by a goy there is no such thing. So how did Yehuda have a right to say Hotziyu v'tisarev? That's the kasha from the Rishonim Leib Diskin. He's bothered so much by this question that he says that what Yehuda meant was they would take her, lock her up, and burn her out after she gives birth. There was never a havamina to burn her now. It was hoitziyua, take her out, fitisorev, then she'll be taken. This is a longer inuyadin here. According to Chazal, she was only 3 months pregnant at the time. So they're going to sit like this for 6 months. Why? She's on death row for 6 months. Toma. Because of the Uber. Right? We're not worried about Inuyadin. Why not? Because there's an Uber here. So I'm telling you. So Tosfos is very difficult, because whatever Tosfos holds is the problem of killing the Vlad, how does that get overridden by Inuyadin? Inuyadin doesn't seem to talk to us. Inuyadin doesn't answer to kill a Uber if it's a problem. If you take the Ran's approach, Uber, no problem on the Uber. Loi chashin in levlat. The Ran doesn't say Inuyadin. The Ran says loi chashin. We may have difficulty understanding that. Sure, loi chashin. So therefore, we kill with the Vlad. But once you tell me we are worried about the Vlad, there's no way that we can explain that Inuyadin should make us kill the Uber. That's the plea in Tosfos. So we go on. The Gemara says Yoshva la Mashver. She sat on the mashver. She already was on the table or on the rock that they would sit to deliver the baby. Then already we wait. My timer. Kivan da'oka gufa achrinehu. since the Uber moved to come out, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, Kivon Shehoka v'Noamim Koymoi Guf Achrinu. Now it's a new goof. So we do wait. On this we also had difficulty. Because in Halacha there's no distinction between killing an Uber pre-Yashval HaMashber and post-Yashval HaMashber. It's the same. So Mamish, we had each line in this Gemara, we had difficulty. But this new thing, Yashval HaMashber, till we came to the sugya here in Erechin, there is no such distinction. Either there's somebody who's born and he's a human being for everything, or it's an Uber. But Yashval HaMashber is not a halachic concept until we came here. All of a sudden there's a new concept. There's no shaila that if a guy kills an Uber on a woman who's Yashval HaMashber, he's not chayiv mises bezdin. And you know why? He's not born. So you see that it's still an Uber. So if it's still an Uber, so then why should it be a difference over here? Lav nefesh, all the svaras that the Ran was telling us, he's not a nefesh, whatever the svaras are, Ubi Yerachimoy, all the svaras that you have are there until the Vlad comes out. And the proof is that a woman that's experiencing difficulty in delivery, we kill the Vlad. Until the Vlad is Yotzo Roshe V'Rubay. Even though it's already Yashval HaMashver, we still kill the Vlad. Because he's still an Uber. Now going in the Rambam. Now you're mixing the Rambam. I'm going in Rashi. Rashi says, why are Mechatchin as a Uber? The Lav Nefeshu. So that means that the reason why we're killing the Uber is because he's not a Nefesh. So that means that we see from the Mishnah in all us, the way Rashi is learning the Mishnah, that until the child is born, he's still an Uber. Nothing changes. So why here in Erechin do we say, well, it depends. If the woman already was in delivery, then already we have to wait. Why? The Uber is the same Uber. That was another problem. Vayta, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is even a bigger chiddush. This chiddush would almost force us to learn like the Rishonim who say there's no problem with killing the Vlad. Ha'isha yoytze lahorek. She's going out to be killed. Makino yisa keneged beis heroin. We hit her against her womb. Kedei sheyomul savlat tchila. So here, it's not even like the Vlad is being killed. Agav ucha. You know, the case of our Mishnah, he's just giving her misa. And the child is dying because he's in the womb. Here, you're actively killing the Vlad prior to her getting misa. Basically, you're killing the Vlad. Right? This is right now an abortion, a misa abortion. They're not aborting the Vlad, they're killing the Vlad. Why? Kidei shelo tovo lidei nivu. So she should not become nivul. That means if the Vlad will die afterwards, it will be a bizoyan to her. It will be a zilzul. The way it'll come out, it'll be a zilzul. For after achakamoicha, you're not supposed to give a person a misa in a way. Chazal say, even when you're giving a Jew misa, b'ror lo misa yofer. So it's not right. Says the Gemara, azaitik akash. Telling me that the woman dies first, and then the child dies. For kaimel on the vlad mayis pereshim. We have a rule in halacha that if a woman died, surely the vlad already died before her. This nan, we had this in the daf. Tinik ben yomei noichel manchil. Only a child that's born can get yerusha. V'omar avsheishes noichel benichsei ha'ein. He could yashin his mother only after he is born, to give his brothers from the father. Because only mishpachas av kuya mishpacha. So he has brothers from his father's side, but they don't share the same mother. If the mother dies, he yashins his mother. He gives it to his brothers. Okay? So the Gemara says, dafka yom echot. Have a uber loy, do my inspiration, because the uber dies first. Ve'ein ha-ben yerush esime bekevel. He can't do this in the kevel, lahan chalachem anav. So Gemara is asking an out-of-the-box question. So why are you worried about the child dying? After her, the child will always die before. Gemara says no. Hanimili legabi misa. That's a natural death. Aidi de vlad zuter chiyusa. Since the vlad is weaker than the mother, so therefore aile tipen malachamovis umachatech leil simoni. Whatever the malachamovis does to the person will kill the uber first. Avol neherga. But a woman who's being killed through bezdin, actively being killed, he may subresh. She will die first. Aiva have uvda uparches atlosa pechusi. Aye, there was a story where a vlad came out afterwards, after the mother died, and was moving around. He took three jumps. That's the Gemara says. That's just a reaction. That was reactionary movement. That wasn't real life. Like you cut off a zon of alator, you cut off a lizard's tail, and it jumps around. Okay. But here we see from this case of the Gemara, that not only with a woman who's chayav misa, are you allowed to be disconcerned with the vlad, you're allowed to actively kill the vlad. Because the woman now goes into a different room. There's the misa's bezdin room, where we send her off to the Mises Bezdin, the Beis HaSkila, Beis HaSchefe. And then there's a room where we take care of the Vlad. So now she goes into a separate room, we kill the Vlad, and then she goes to Mises Bezdin. Unbelievable. For what purpose? Kidei Shalei Tovu Lidei Nivu. We're being menavel her. No, we can't do that. Big Kiddush. Well, this would be a zulzul barabim. There's two things. There's one thing to be mezalzul her biyochit. There's one thing to be mezalzul her barabim. Mrs. Bezdin was done barabim. And then if the body is going to have, things are going to come out of her after Misa, you're being mezalzul the body, which you're not allowed to do. Bar was done before. So that there shouldn't be after death, post-death zulzul. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman. So I'm just saying that further proves loy chashin in the vlad, because here your mom is going and killing the vlad before, separately. You're giving the vlad a separate misa. Really, you're giving the vlad a separate misa, which is an unbelievable chiddush, because the woman herself, if you did that to the woman, it would be misa. You'd be a ritzach. If you go to somebody who's chayav misa's best, and you go and shoot him in the head, you're potter from Mrs. Bezdin, because it's called Gavra Ketela Kotl. But it's a Ritzicha. Now let her do that. Here, really, that's what you're doing to the Vlad. You're giving the Vlad like an out-of-the-box Misa. It's tremendous Chiddush. And now the Gemara brings an opposite element. So everything until now is telling us that the Vlad is nothing. Don't worry about the Vlad. We're only worried about the money. The Vlad's, our interest in the Vlad is only money. And therefore, we wait. We would have waited, if not for the pasuk, for the money. We kill the vlad in order that the mother shouldn't have a bizoyan. Everything is, we don't give up. Now, fakelt. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Isha Sheyoshva Mashbaru Mesa, Shabbos. Mevi and Sakin, we bring a knife. Umekaren es Kresa. You can even bring a knife in the Shusarabim. You cut open her womb. Moisin es Havlad. Now, all of a sudden, the pshita that we had at the beginning of the Gemara is fakelt. Till now, every pshita was, the vlad is nothing. Right? You can kill him, we don't worry about him. Now, all of a sudden, we introduce an opposite pshita. Of course, you machal Shabbos. Vos is yeshayla. Pshita. First, the Gemara says, my ovid. Mechadich bosa ba'am, it's only a drabonan. It's only a drabonan anyway. It's not an ichil Shabbos deraisa. Cutting up stama, dead body, is only a drabona. Because there's no chiyus in the body. Chavola is only on a living thing. Omar Rove, and that's why Rashi is medayik, ve'ein chiyuv. Rashi on the top of Omar Beis says, there's no chiyuv, because there's no deraisa. You're not allowed to cut open the body of a dead person for many reasons, but one of them also is stand the body is mukta. Zichan is a derabona, but it's not a deraisa. Not a deraisa. So of course you can machal derabona. Says the Gemara, you can even do a deraisa. The Gemara says, what are you telling me? It's a chiddush, you can be machal Shabbos? Of course. For a suffix, you can machal Shabbos. Tanina. Mishenoflalov, Mapoile, Sofik Usham, Sofik Enosham, Sofik Chai, Sofik Mei, Sofik Knani, Sofik Yisrael. If a building fell down on a human being, if there's even a Sofik Rochek, Mefakchin Olav Ezagal, you can remove the rubble. They had an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem in Haiti. They had an Israeli soldier. It was brought down in many, many of the newspapers, brought the story. He stayed 8 hours by one building that was collapsed every day. As far as all the authorities were concerned, there was no living body there. But he had one machine that detected some movement somewhere underneath. He refused to remove. They had a header, the Israeli soldier that won't move. He just stayed there till they worked, and they pulled out a living person out of there. Because on one of the machines, most of the machines said they have these machines that detect if there's any life there. They all flat. But there was one, he had one machine that was more sensitive, and it detected some kind of movement. They had their all kinds of things. They were making fun of him. They said, it's a rat. They said, there's nobody there. They pulled out a living person, a mother. They pulled out a living mother from that rubble. When they asked the Israeli, Muslim mother, take a Kiddush Hashem. He said, I treated it like my brother. He says, if my brother is under the rubble and I have one doubt that there may be life, I'm not going away till we. Says I treat every human being like my brother. It was an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem. So here, the Azay Paskin the Aloch is Mefachin all of us Hagal, even if there's a Sofik Rochok that he's alive. Frektik Gemara. So it's Pshita. Why shouldn't you wait and cut the mother's stomach open? Mechal Shabbos the Reise. Ma'u the Tema Hosam Udavali Cheskis Chiyusa. Over there, he's alive. The person before the rubble fell had a cheskes chai. Abul hochad loy havelay cheske de chiyusa meiko. He had no cheskes chai. Because the Vlad was never born. Lav nefeshu. So therefore, emaloy komashmol. So this kasha is such a parallel in the Gemara, such a minakotze lakotze. It's true there are a couple of fine distinctions that we could make. We could say, first of all, this is a case of Yoshva Lamashver. So it's already different. But again, that goes back to what we said. The reason why you don't have to wait is because we don't care about the Nefesh. Because Lav Nefeshu, that's still here, even by Yoshva Lamashver. Secondly, this halacha is even Yoshva Lamashver. The halacha is you're always Machal Shabbos for an Ober. And that's why all the Rishonim are bothered with this question. Why? The only Rish that says an unbelievable Chiddush is the Rosh in our Sugi, which we read last week in the Shita Mukubetzes. The top of Zion on the base, on the right side. I'll read it, it's a little smaller, the Temo. The Mashma, the Kivon, the Yosheves, Ala Mashveo, Machzikino, and Avlad Bechai. We consider the Vlad alive. Ubalalas tanan dafka yotzer roishe in negin boy. Dafka once the head comes out. V'yeshloim adocha mayri bi yotzer roishe. Ulekach mechal no vas haShabbos. Unbelievable chiddush. According to this shita mekubetzas, which again we don't paskin like this, you're talking not mechal Shabbos for an Uber. If you got a phone call, like I said last week, I had a solo phone call. Hello, we got an Uber in distress. So the dispatcher will ask you, did the Rosh come out yet? And if the answer is no, you say, okay, it's Siddiq Adim, Koltov. You have to know something, Laser. The fact that the mother died makes it 100 times worse, the Etzem. Because Chaim Alon Kaimalon, the Himei Sabaresha. And here she wasn't killed. No, the head didn't come out. That's the Sukimta. We don't bask in that way. We bask in La Aloche that you're allowed to Machal Shabbos any time on Shabbos for an Uber. That's how we paskin. And that's how all the Rishonim, except for this sheet here, that's how all the Rishonim paskin. The mother died, the mother's alive, the mother, whatever the matzav is, we're Machal Shabbos for that Uber. Not only we're Machal Shabbos, it's Pshita that we're Machal Shabbos. There's no Pasek or the, it's Pshita. So here we have a whole sugyanam at Aleph. Pshita that you can kill the Uber. And then we have a whole Omer Beis that it's Pshita that you Machal Shabbos to save the Uber. And these two things are very, very difficult to put together. We can put it together, but it's very difficult. The truth is, as I brought down last week, I brought several tshuvas here, where you see that many struggle, Taka, that there shouldn't be an Isser to kill it. What is the Isser to kill an Uber? If the whole Gemara Amud Aleph is saying that it's Lav Nefesh and it's one person and it's not. So what is the Isser to kill? We always know abortion is such a great Inyan, right? Such a great Inyan. Some people decide who to vote for based on their abortion stand, right? Yet according to Chazal, we don't hold abortion the way the Christians, Lahavdi, hold abortion. I said years ago already, when I said it, it sounded like a big Kiddush. I said, I'm not even so much for an anti-abortion person. Because I don't want the government to dictate abortion. That's a shayla farov. You want the government to dictate what you want? You want O'Connor? Yeah? Well, he's already in the Olam, wherever, Olam HaShek, wherever he is. That's who you want to pass in Shilas? The Pope should pass in the Shilas? It's abortion. Shilas should come to a Rav. The more the government stays out of religion, in my opinion, the better it is. So a pro-abortion, they're not telling you have to do an abortion. They're saying, we have nothing to do with it. So I was Samachti Simcha Gedela when I heard from one of the big politicians. We had a Yarchikala years ago. We invited Sheldon Silver, the Speaker of the House, to be there to speak about some of the political inyanim. So he said that he had asked a shayla to one of the children of Rav Moshe, and he said that Rav Moshe also didn't like that. He didn't want there should be an anti-abortion from the government stand. Some gedolim did. Some gedolim felt it's better you should have an anti-abortion person. But again, imagine chas v'shalom that you have a situation. Let's say the federal government would make a regulation: no abortions. No abortions. And the psak in the Shulchan Aruch would be yes to do an abortion. Imagine such a situation. The Christians, lahavdol alef avdol, they don't follow the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that the mother's life comes kedima, even if there's a suffix ba'alma for the mother's life, even if it's you killed the Vlad. We don't want to put the Shulchan Aruch by them. One of the reasons why the Yidden have so much hatzlocheh in America, Shmir Sater Vamitz, because the government, Mishlach Nishlachayim, because separation of church and state. If there wouldn't be, we would have a lot of tzoras. So even though I'm agreeing, the natural instinct is, you see a politician that has closer values to what you have, you want, but let's say there'd be a government that there'd be a politician that's, he's pro Arachayim. His stand is he's pro Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. I wouldn't want to vote for him. Ich will Arachayim should be dictated by the government. And the guy says, my stand is I believe in Yeredeya, and I feel that the government should institute much of Yeredeya. The government should make into law. I wouldn't back such a person. A Shegetz, the government should pass in Alochas, the Senate, Obama. I want to know Obama's view of Yeredeya. Vashal Yeredeya gave him to the Gadol Yashiv. It's Ula Havdol, that's who we go to. So it's not so poshut. So when the poskim can talk about the issue of being mapul, they struggle with it. Because again, we have this problem that in our sugya, the Gemara says that we have a maram shik tzvi at the end. No. What? You have what? Oh, yeah? Oh, shkech. So here's what we have here. We have the Chavos Yoreh that I mentioned last week. This is in Siman Lamed Aleph. Chavos Yoreh holds that it's taka only als pritzes. If you're going to allow abortions to take place, it's going to promote pritzes. That's a very schwache tam, right? It's not a starke tam in halach. Now, we have rishonim, yet that give us seems to say that there's in yonim, l'moshel. The Radvaz talks about this in his Tshuvas Chelik Beis. B'chol yoyim, b'mitzrayim, there are cases where noshim makos al bitno l'karev misosa. Hayim yesh b'zeh mishum chshash natilus nashom. So he says, listen to Loshon HaRadvaz. He doesn't seem to hold it so tzicha. These women, they were worried the Vlad was going to cause them problems. They momaka the Vlad. They killed the Vlad. This is a Loshon HaRadvaz. Chelik Beis. Chelik Beis. Simen Lamedalit. Zog the Radvaz. Mishum de michzi ke'en retziche. He says it's roy to yell at these women because it looks like murder. Okay. Avol ein bedova mishum retziche. He says you can't call it mamish retziche. And he goes on to explain it's not retziche. That's the Tshuvas Radvaz. So Radvaz holds that it's also not retziche. Mamish. It's not mamish retziche. He says you should yell at them because it looks like retziche. But it's not mamish retziche. Now, we have Tosfos that I brought down last week. We have different versions of Tosfos. We have Tosfos in Daf Nun Tes and Sanhedrin that says that there is an issur to kill an obi. We have a Tosfos in Nida Mem Dalad that seems to say there's no issur to kill an obi. It says, why are you allowed a Machal Shabbos? So we have different, we have the Tosfos by us that seems to say you wouldn't kill an obi unless there would be Inu Yadin. So there's different versions of what Tosfos Sheet is. There's different versions in the Poskim what Tosfos Sheet is. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parsha Shmois, Per Gimel, the Zohar HaKadosh says like this, Man de kotel bonoi, bahu is abra, somebody who kills an uber, sosir binyono de kutche brecho. It's like he's destroying a building of HaKadosh Baruch. Clearly the Zohar is saying it's aser. But he's not calling it a regular retzicha, some kind of new problem of killing an uber. The Marit says that the Isra Apolas Uber hu mishum chavola. It's not retzicha, it's like chavola. Interesting. It's like you're chavolin somebody. If you went and you caused somebody any other kind of physical damage, you're over chavolin a Jew, it's a lav, but it's not retzicha. That seems to be what he says. So the Kratit is a Sridayesh. Sridayesh asks, Reb Weinberg, Zechatzadik Levroch, the Berliner Rav, he asks, a person's allowed to be chayvel ba'atzmai. He's not oivel. So l'chayre, according to that opinion, it's a machlekes rishonim, but the Ramah holds you could be chayvel in yourself. So according to that reason, it should be mutter. It's his kasha. Now, I brought down a tshuva from the Nishmas Avraham. The Nishmas Avraham works in the Shari Tzedek Hospital, a big professor. He's a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman. He wrote a whole sefer called Nishmas Avraham, a tshuvas that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to him. On. So he writes, what about abortion? Kosav li agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Obach. De kemoi she osu ligzo momoino shel uber. What would be if the uber owned money? You wouldn't be allowed to steal the uber's money. Right? If this fetus had manet, owned, had an estate, you wouldn't be allowed to steal it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, kol shekein, she'osur ligzor eschayov. Kol shekein, you're not allowed to steal his life. Interesting, creative approach. So Shlomo Zalman holds it like zele to do an abortion. And he says, ayin betoisvis, bebova basle, du uber zoiche b'yerusha. That the Uber is Zoich in Yerusha. That's the other opinion. So that's another time. And then we have the reasons, this I already spoke about last week, all the other reasons of you're taking away the potential of keeping many Shabbosos. Every Uber has a potential in future in life to keep many Shabbosos. So when you kill an Uber, so you're taking away all those mitzvahs that could be miskayim. Now, on top of these reasons, we have a reason brought down in the Binyan David, and he says it's a bitl piryah v'rivya. Yesh tam kloli l'isur apolo. He says, why? Mishmenias chayim miYisrael bitl mitzvahs piryah v'rivya. The Torah gave a mitzvah to multiply. The Torah gave it's one of the greatest mitzvahs. And you come and you take somebody away. That's why if you facilitate life, you're Makayim, Piryah V'Rivya. Even according to many, even if you physically didn't have the Vlad, but you brought the Vlad, you brought up the Vlad, you paid for the Vlad, you facilitated, you're Makayim, Piryah V'Rivya. So here you're doing the reverse. You're taking the Vlad away. It's Bitl Piryah V'Rivya. He says, and therefore, Al Yedei Kach, so that's the problem. So this is really what it is. Rabbi Weinberg says, at the end of the whole tshuva, he says, listen, abortion is usher. We don't exactly know why. That's what he says. He ends off his tshuva by saying, avada, abortion is usher, but eino isur yudu alonu. Because it's such a difficult thing to put your hand on. Is it a vlad? Is it not? Is it a nefesh? It's not a nefesh. Most of the Rishonim are telling us it's not a nefesh, yet they're implying that there isn't. So it's very it's one of those very blurry areas. What? From what? Right. Well, that's not a right. She was appealing to him. I'm saying she was appealing to him. She was saying, based on what? The only reason why Yehuda accepted her appeal was because he said, Sod komi meni. He didn't accept her hakeno. It could have been. No, he's saying Mistame wasn't an emotional appeal. Well, first of all, according to Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, it was a halachic appeal. It was a goy. So according to Rabbi Shulayb Diskin, Mistame no kasha. But how could you not go with that? Tomer was zikha goya. Zikha had a din goya before Matan Torah. To obviously even it's a machlekes. So Tomer zikha had a tine of hakana. So I mean, that's stam pashat. She's a alt goy. So, and another problem that I have with all of this inyan here is that if the Uber is not a nefesh, why taka is a goy chayev? If we look at an Uber as subhuman, not mamish human, so why are you chayev at all? Shouldn't be chayev. So these are the problems that we have. So, I mean, there's many other tshuvas. I may make it, Belina, that I may give to Naftali throughout this week that you can post it if people want to research. This is a very fascinating inyan. I just want to stick to pshat here in the sugya because it's ein l'dover seif. It's a fascinating tshuva in the Ben Ishchai about a woman who was mezana, also with Lagabi doing an abortion in that situation. So, we have like this. We have a tshuvas maram shik. The tshuvas maram shik holds that the reason why you're not allowed to do hapala is because it's a chatzi shir. Very interesting opinion. By all isurim, we know if the Torah, let's say, says you're not allowed to eat nevela, you're not allowed to have a kazayas of nevela, right? Now, if you have less than a kazayas of nevela, you're also over. Medaraisa you're over. Chatzi shir. We can't give you an oinish. We can't give you misa, but it's also it's chatzi shir. So the Maharam Shik says a gavaldi gesvora here in Yeridaya. He says that how can ritzicha be less than an isa? So it's true, a vlad is not yet a full nefesh, but he's a partial nefesh. He says, no, so since he's a partial nefesh, so memele it's also midin in the chatzi shir. Midin chatzi shir. That's why you can't kill an Uber. So, I want to get back to what we discussed last week and tie it into this Maram Shik. He doesn't really bring a basis to it. To this sheet that he has, he doesn't bring a basis to it. But it could be the Tosfos that we discussed last week will be a basis. We had a Tosfos in Sanhedrin that pay him a base. I think it's in the, I think you have a copy of that. Tosfos says, on Daf Pei Amud Beis, he asked this kasha. How are you allowed to kill the Uber? And Tosfos says that since we made a psak on the mother, it's like the psak was also on the Uber. Right? That's Tosfos' lashon. This is Daf Peyom and Beis. Tosfos says, for Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, that even though the Uber is not part of his mother, it's still okay. Kibon da'ad achshav hoyo chiyu savla toli be'em, havi ki'inu nigmar adin al shnehem, v'lav mishum dehu yerechimai. So I want to tell you that I believe that this Tosfos is the key to all the Rishayim. They all learn like this Tosfos. And that will answer all the kashas. All the Rishonim will learn like this Tosfos. What does that mean? Last week, at least, we threw out the concept. The emes is that the Uber is really like the Maharshik calls him a Sofik Nefesh. Sofik Nefesh. Or Chatzi Nefesh. Chatzi Shir Nefesh. The Uber is a living thing. But it doesn't have independent life, the Uber. The Uber's life is dependent on the mother. Which really means that he's connected, he's a tuffle to the mother. Just like you have in Berchus Hanenim. If you make a broch on the Iker, part is the tuffle, because the tuffle is part of the Iker. So the Vlad, even though he's not Yerechimoy, but as far as his life is a tuffle to the life of his mother. The life of the Uber is a life which is tuffle to his mother. And therefore, if somebody were to kill the Vlad, he's potter from Misa, because it's no different than somebody who went ahead and killed a person partially, even significantly. What would be if somebody gave somebody, Chas V'Sholom, a head injury, b'mezid, edus haslo, head injury, and the person then lost complete movement of the body? Lifelong comatose. Yeah? Potter from Mises Bez can't kill you. Why? Because there's still a nefesh in there. You didn't take away the complete nefesh wasn't taken away. So, you potter. The chias of the Vlad is totally in the mother. So we can't tell you that you're considered a rotzeach that's chayiv Misa when the nefesh that you killed is dependent on the mother and the mother's alive. So it's no better or worse than killing a person partially. Not chayiv misa, because I didn't take the whole life that's here and take it away. The child's life, because the child's life on its own is not sustainable, he becomes a tofel to the life of his mother, and therefore there's no independent shvichas domin on the Uber. The Uber and the mother are one. That's why Tosfos in Nida as a Havamina, that once the mother dies, ladies, it is what you were saying before, then we look at the Vlad as a separate entity. Because now the Vlad is, this is an only entity. It's an entity on its own. This is not a life that's totally in a life. This is an independent Vlad that's in a womb. It's like in a room. Tosfos calls it like in a kufsa. So Mamela, I want to tell you like this. When Bezin makes a psak of Misa on the Vlad, on the mother, so now already, we're allowed to kill the mother. Not only we're allowed to kill the mother, we have a mitzvah to kill the mother. Once we have a mitzvah to kill the mother, so the Vlad, whose chiyus is totally in the mother, is memele hutter damai. Because the Vlad independently doesn't have a chiyus. So it's almost like it's licked in the psak of the Bezdin. It's licked in the psak of the Bezdin that you can and are obligated to kill the mother. And the Vlad Mamela is a tofel to the mother. That's what Tosfos says. It's ki'ilu. It's not a psakdin on the Vlad. It's ki'ilu is a psakdin on the Vlad. Because the Vlad doesn't have an independent license to live. The Vlad's living is totally the mother. And the mother's life now was hutr dama. So the Vlad is going along for the ride, not because he's chayev mitzvah's best, but because licked in the heter. I'll ask you like this. Every time Bezdin paskins a woman is chayev mitzvah. Yeah? But how are you allowed to kill her? It's ritzich. So good, you have a mitzvah to kill her. But it's ritzich. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah, but mokim ritzich. Obviously, I'm asking you a narish akash, right? Narish. Narish. Why is it narish? Because it's licked in the mitzvah of ritzicha or hutor doma. That means what the Torah really is doing when the Torah says, chayim yankif is chayim nisa, the Torah is saying two things. You have a mitzvah to kill him, and there's no issur to kill. There's no issur. You're not going to be over. It's not that the mitzvah bezdin to kill him is doicha pikoch nefesh, because it's not. It's not. If bezdin had to kill somebody else to kill this person, it wouldn't be doicha. We wouldn't say, well, there's a din mitzvah bezdin. If the only way to kill the person is chayim mitzvah bezdin, we have to kill his brother, because his brother's like this, standing by him. And the only way to get to the guy is to kill his brother. You can't kill the brother. Why not? Because mitzvah to kill a haruge bezdin is not doicha pikuach nefesh. So why isn't the person's own pikuach nefesh doicha that you can't kill him? Because in the mitzvah of killing him lies a hutr dama. The Torah said his blood is permitted to be spilled. That lies in the mitzvah. Says Tosfos. So licked in them in the hutr dama of the mother any life that's dependent on her. The Torah permitted that blood could be spilled. And here this life doesn't have independence. So it licked in the heter of killing the mother, that part of it, that piece, licked in the meichet. Now we understand, first of all, why once the Vlad is born, we can't kill him. So the Ran in Chulin seems to imply, can't be the Vlad is chayiv mises bezdin, because then after the Vlad will be born, we'll kill him too. See, if we look at it like, you know why we're allowed to kill the Vlad? Because he's also chayiv mises. He's not also chayiv misa. Only the mother is chayiv misa. But in the chayiv misa of the mother lies a hutr doma, that the Torah permitted this nefesh to be taken away. And in that heter lies any nefesh which is totally chemically, biologically to the mother is hutr doma. Because the Vlad doesn't have an independent nefesh. That's why you're allowed to kill the Uber. Now we understand why we needed to come on to Inui Adin. Why do we have to come on to Inui Adin? Because maybe one can arguably say that the hutr dam of the person is just like, I'll give you a dugma, just a dugma you should understand. There's a sheet in the Rishonim who holds that by Yibum, if there's a chayve asay, right, then there's no mitzvah to do Yibum. There's no mitzvah to do Yibum. And therefore, if you would do Yibum, it would be mamash and isekochas. It's also yon davchofam and beis and yivamas. For also yivim to yashara. It's all shaila. So the Mishnah Melech and the Rashba explain, what would that mean? It would mean that when the Torah permitted a yivama, it only permitted a yivama that only has the isser of eshesach. Once there's another isser here, the Torah is not permitting it. Who says the Torah is permitting it? Right? So if there wouldn't be a policy of when you're supposed to kill a mechuy of Mrs. Bezdin, right? Then it would be arguable to say that there's no hutr dam. There's a suspension of the din. Who says that when the Torah says you can, the Torah says anybody's machal Shabbos, you can kill them. Hutr damai. We're saying it lies in that, obviously if the Torah is permitting you to kill the person, it's permitting you to kill any life which is dependent on this life. That's all true, assuming that a psag bezdin has to be exercised immediately. Then that's licked in the halach of chayiv. Now we're getting back to yours. Now we're giving some energy to your svarah. Then it makes sense. But if there's no halach of ein manim es dinoi, right? So within the framework of a psag din, it doesn't mean I have to kill you tomorrow. The Torah said kill this person when available. When available. Good, so wait. Mechtes in the Torah saying, kill the person now. Once the Torah is not saying kill the person now, so now there's no hutter domi of the vlat. That's why we have to say no. Intrinsically, there's halacha of eimanim as dinoi. Once there's eimanim as dinoi, now there's a when there's a psak misa on the mother, there's a mitzvah to do it now. Once there's a mitzvah to do it now, lies in that a hutter dam of anything that's negeya now. The melech of lot also goes along. So therefore, the Gemara is saying very simple. The Gemara is saying is, Pshita, the Vlad is totally in the mother. And on the mother, there's a Chiv Misa. And the Vlad doesn't have any independent Chivs. So what's the choice? Not to kill the mother. That's not a choice. That you would need a separate Pasuk to tell me that an Isha Muberes is not Chayiv Misa's best. No such thing. No. Inei Adin is just an optaich in when the Torah says that a person is Chayiv Misa. When is that Misa supposed to be given? In other words, let's say the halacha would be somebody's Chayiv Misa. It could be like the Havdol Elof Havdolos, the American law. You're on death row for 20 years. So now we take you from being a person that's Becheskes Chai. Now you're in death row. Here, go here. Enjoy life. There are people in death row their whole lives. Agan Salebim, death row. That was one of the times they had recently by the execution. Why him? There's this person, there's the other person. There are people's Kainimim, Naorim, Bachurim, Vagam, Besula, everybody's on death row. Let him also be over there. Keep him on death row. It's a goblin Katehila, just keep him there. Right? So, when the Torah says to kill somebody, we have to know the definition. Is the Torah saying there's such a thing as death row? It's Chayiv Misa. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a category. And Misa, you give one practical. If that's what the Torah is saying, then it doesn't lie in the Chayiv Misa of the mother, a Hutter Doma, of anything more. Because the Torah never said kill her now. Whatever the Torah said is the mitzvah of killing somebody, lichten them a Hutter Doma. But now we have to know, what did the Torah say? Did the Torah say kill today? Did the Torah say kill tomorrow? Did the Torah say kill when available? When practical? Could Bezin pass in the guy's Chayiv Misa and then go like the federal government? Now the government is on vacation. The government does that. We're in the middle of dealing with something that affects the whole country. It may make a chilek of $1 billion for the country. Vacation. Vacation. So, if there's such a policy in halacha, a person can be Chayiv Misa's Bezin. And now the Dayanim say we're going into recess. The court will resume 6 months from now. Till then you go to death row. You go to whatever. You go somewhere. So then, there's no Hutter Dam. You follow what I'm saying? So Tosfos is just explaining really what the Pshit of the Gemara is. Why is it so simple that there's a Hutter Dam on everything that's totally the mother? The Teretz is, it's intrinsic, halacha, when Bezin gives a psak, ein ma'anim is dinoi. It's as though the Torah said, kill the person now. Eim Anim Ezdino is an art scroll translation, what it means, kill the person. Kill the person now. That's the title. If that's the thing, kill the person now. So the Torah is saying, kill the person now. So it's Hutter Dam, whatever it requires the person to be killed now. So that's the Nefesh. If, when the Torah says, kill the person, it doesn't mean now, then there's no Hutter Dama. Then we have all the Svaros that we could lose anywhere else in Shas. Maybe the Torah means to wait. Maybe the Torah... We don't know what the Torah means. So that's why Tosfos needed his Inei Adin. Tosfos was trying to beef up the Gemara's Pshita. So in case you want to go and analyze where did the Gemara know that, under what halachic basis did the Gemara have that it's Pshita, it's Pshita. Because there's an underlying basis in Gan Sanhedrin, Eiman and Ezdine. So Mele, it means that's what the Torah is telling you when it says Umesu. The Torah is telling you kill the person now. Now, so now, anybody, any nefesh that's telling this nefesh could be killed. That's Amud Aleph. That's Amud Aleph. Once the Vlad become, so now we understand why they can even kill the Vlad not through Mises Bezdin. Because they're not killing the Vlad out through Mises Bezdin, they're killing the Vlad out through Sutur Domai. That's why the next price it says you can bang the Vlad, bang the Uber, the same thing. Because you're not killing the Vlad because it's Chayiv Misa's Bezdin. If, and this answers another tremendous kasha, because if Tosfos in Sanhedrin means that were killing the flat out Mrs. Bezdin. What heter is there to kill, to bang on the womb? Mrs. Bezdin, you got to do through Mrs. Bezdin. You can't kill the mother that way. You can't take the mother into another room and go, you know, let's not go through the whole Srefa process. Let's just give her an injection. Can't do that. So why are you allowed to be market of Uber? Why are you allowed to take the Uber and kill the Uber not through a Bezdin, Abba Mrs. Bezdin mechanism? Because it's Hutter Domoy. The reason why you're killing the Uber is not because he's Chayiv Misa, but because in the Chayiv Misa of the mother lies a Hutter Domoy on the Vlad. That there's no murder on the Vlad. And now I want to tell you, I believe that that's the Pshat in the Ran too. When the Ran in Chulin says that we don't care about the Vlad because Lav Nefesh, he's not an independent Nefesh, the Ran doesn't mean that this is a generic thing, like the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Volozhin wants to, Reb Chaim Volozhin wants to be Mechadish, and maybe the Ran holds. No Issa. No. There is an Issa to kill an Uber. There is an Issa to kill an Uber. It's a Miktas Nefesh. But, since he's not an independent Nefesh, Soleich HaShina. I want to tell you that the Ran is not necessarily saying anything more than what the other Rishonim. All the Rishonim could hold like that. That's how Rashi holds. And then, Yoshva LaMashva, now once she sits on the Mashva, now this Nefesh has its own independence. Now that the Uber is Yoshva LaMashva, so now, scientifically speaking, the Uber has already left Kivon Sheokar V'Noab Mimkoyma, the Uber already left the mother's domain. So now that the Uber left the mother's domain, now, just like on Shabbos, we say, see, normally if a woman died, she's not a Yashva LaMashva. A woman is 5 months pregnant. She dies. We don't find anywhere in Halacha we cut open her stomach. Why not? Because Chazal had a Mesoira that a child cannot live. If the mother died, the Vlad died. So we don't find anywhere in Shas that if a woman died, 5 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant, 7 months pregnant, she died and you cut open her stomach. You don't do that. Why? Because Chazal, it's a Gemara. It's not even a Suffolk. It's a Vadai Meis. It's not like a Gal. It's dead. The child is halachically dead. Dead. Right? But Yoshva LaMashva we do, because once the child went into that birth canal, Chazal had a Mesoira, that he can have independence. Oh, once he has independence, it's not a Nefesh Atoli B'Nefesh. Once it's not a Nefesh that's totally in another Nefesh, 1,000%, now already we have to reckon with it. Now we can't say there's a Hutter Domoy. Because the Hutter Domoy is all based on the fact that this Nefesh is 1,000% dependent on the other Nefesh. Once that is not there, so you don't have Hutter Domoy. Now you have to sit like this, wait for the Vlad to be born, because I don't have a license to kill that Vlad, and now I have to do it. Now you turn on the base, everything is clawed. Now we have a shayla of being Michal Shabbos. Michal Shabbos, we don't need it to be the equivalent of Ritzicha. We need to be Isaac in Pikuach Nefoshes. Pikuach Nefoshes means saving life. So you're saving a life. You don't have to come on to any new fancy stuff. I think that's the first teretz that Tosfos is needed. Pikuach Nefesh Shani. Pikuach Nefesh is different. Pikuach Nefesh is different. The idea is, all these svaros that the Uber is not a Nefesh is all why. Not that the Uber is not a living thing, but the Uber's life is dependent on his mother. But now that we, but that's all good. You see, if you kill the Uber, you're not called a Ritzach. But for sure, if you save the Uber, you're sustaining life. So it's Pikuach Nefoshes. Pikuach Nefoshes is Doicha Shabbos. And that's why, even if it's not Yoshva LaMashva, Stam Dizu Sakonas Uber, you're allowed to save the Vlad. The only reason why this case brought a case of Yoshva LaMashva is because here the woman died already. So if she wouldn't have been Yoshva LaMashva, then we would have said the Vlad is already dead. That's why the case was Yoshva LaMashva. Because if not for Yoshva LaMashva, the kid would vaday be dead. So I think with this idea, everything comes to play. And this would explain also why we don't need a new Inyan to explain where the Isser comes to kill an Uber. An Uber is a Nefesh. An Uber is a Nefesh. It's just a Nefesh, a totally a Nefesh. That's all. Yes, now I'll take any questions.
The baby's independent of the mother. The mother died, you can pull the baby out. So I have the problem with just because of the birth canal. I say the day before the birth canal is independent.
Not if the mother would die. So that means the mother's not really dead. Halachically. According to the Gemara, if the mother died of natural causes, the Vlad is dead. Halachically. And if you pull the Vlad out of the mother, after her heart stopped, it means there's a mikzas chiyus, like Ramosha uses this by resuscitation. How you allow a machal Shabbos on Shabbos to resuscitate a person? He's dead already. You allow a machal Shabbos to do pikuach nefesh. So he says, there's obviously a mikzah schiyas, there's still some life in the body, that there's something to bring back. He says, it's not schiyas amesim. But Moshe says, when you resuscitate a person,
what?
You're not bringing the nefesh back. There's a mikzah schiyas that's in the body. That's what Moshe says. There's a mikzah schiyas, there's still some life. Chazal had a Kabbalah. No, not... But Dr. Resnick, not as is, meaning if you do, but if you don't, as is, if you kill the mother, what's going to happen? So you're just saying we can do an action to break the status quo. But we're not chayav to do that. That's not, you have to realize the halacha is that until the baby goes into the birth canal, he's totally in his mother. If he's totally in his mother, it means when the Torah said, give Misa to the mother, the Torah is saying, give Misa to whatever's there. That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, in other words, when the Torah said, give Misa on the mother, the Torah is saying, give Misa on the mother, and everything else. We have a hard time giving Misa to the mother too. Right? But the Torah said, if the mother was Machal Shabbos, she gets Misa, and any life that's hinged on her, that's dependent on her. He's saying we can create...
The other's life, Siamese twins, are dependent on each other. You kill both of them? One time he's killed...
No, but then that's like killing the mother and the vlad. You're not allowed to do that.
No, but they're dependent on each other.
So it's like one nefesh. So it's like one nefesh. So it's one nefesh. So if you kill both of them, you're chayef. If you kill one of them, you'd be potter. We gave this example.
You have to kill both of them.
Yeah. If you kill one of them, it's like killing an Uber. We spoke about this last week. Then you'd be chayev, because you killed the whole... It's like killing the mother and the vlad.
It's the same thing. Here you kill the mother and the vlad.
Right. Then you'd be chayev. If you kill the mother and the vlad, you'd be chayev. But here the Torah permits you to kill the mother.
Because why?
Because she's chayev misa.
Because the vlad is dependent.
No.
That's the reason.
Yeah, but step one is that the Torah gave you a mitzvah to kill the mother. Now.
And the reason why you're allowed to kill the vlad because it's dependent.
Because dependent on the vlad.
So somebody kills, there's a mitzvah to kill that person.
What you're saying is if one of the Siamese twins will be chayav misa, then you'd be allowed to kill both of them.
You would be allowed.
Yeah.
That's,
right.
Even though they're
it's like a vlad.
Already, even though they're both born.
Yeah, but it's one entity.
Oh, that's even bigger finish because the vlad never came into the world.
The vlad never came, right, exactly.
By your Siamese twins, even when they came into the world, you have to kill both of them.
Right. Because it's really one nefesh.